The year is 1934. It gives me great pleasure to inform you that after the frightful business with the goblin attacks last year, there has not even been a smell of those creatures for 200 miles around. It took us far into the summer to repair all the damage. Polar Bear, I am attempting to narrate.
Sorry, Father Christmas. I haven't slept in weeks. Had to shore up the staircase, and we still need to repaint it.
Ah, yes. The explosion.
At least you took out a dozen of those varmint goblins with the blast.
The long and short of it is that none of us feel like getting to work on the presents. Although it being November, we really should begin rushing ahead.
If only it wasn't so hot.
It is -2.
The round here, I mean.
Back to the narration. As I was saying, the goblins.
Pardon, Father Christmas. I just remembered what I came to tell you about. It's my nephews, Paksu and Valkatuka.
Oh, what now? They've been getting up to frightful mischief all summer.
You know how your paints went missing? It appears I found them. The polar cubs used them to create mules all over the storage areas. They decided to paint pictures by all the different names of places. Sheep roaming in the Welsh caverns. Pixies in the Irish room. And their rendition of the crown jewels in our London storage.
It could be worse. Last week they ate all the mincemeat out of all our Christmas pies.
And yesterday they unpacked half the parcels to find the railway things to play with.
I shall never finish my narration at this rate.
Cave Bear! Jolly good to see you.
Humph and bah humbug.
What can I do for you, my good bear?
I'm here to register a complaint.
Oh dear. I'm afraid we are all terribly behind as it is, and I do apologize for all the banging and sawing in our workshops.
It's about those scallywag polar bear cubs. My little great-grandnephews are staying in my caves for the month, and those polar bears have been winding them up dreadfully.
I'll have a word with them.
Word?
By that, polar bear means box their ears, and a box from polar bear is no joke.
Well, don't be too hard on them. I have to admit, my little cubs do squeak and grunt quite funnily when being teased. It's hard to resist it myself.
I shall be sure to sort the situation.
Thanks.
And the St. Stephen's Day party includes 100 elves, red gnomes, polar bears, cave bear, and of course yourself.
Has the tree arrived yet?
Right you are. It came all the way from Norway and I planted it in a pool of ice for skating bring by purple snow plants. We are having a bit of a problem though.
Let me guess. Paksu and Valkatuka.
I'm afraid so, sir. The edging of the ice pond is made of real coloured icing mounds and the cubs have been nibbling on them already.
Jolly good the party is tonight, then.
Were you able to deliver all the toys yesterday?
Barely. We were still sorting them right up to loading the sleigh. I shall sleep right through Easter next year, I dare say. So long as those pesky goblins stay away.
Featuring the voice talent of David MacGyver as Father Christmas, Alex Gilmore as the North Polar Bear, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Elf with Best Jacket, and Bill Holwig as the Cave Bear. Music by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Original story by J.R.R. Tolkien. We claim no rights to it. This is for entertainment purposes only. Released from MisfitsAudio.com.
Happy Christmas!